Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy.
What up?
What's your name?
Ryan Luckett. What's up, everybody?
And what's your favorite color?
My favorite green. Color is green, but it's not going to be Abby Murphy for long. Mm-mm. And I got a question right off the ripski.
Oh, the... I've never heard you say that.
Well, I do actually have a question because it just made me think of something.
Okay, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
I have a question because it really just made me think of something.
I have a question right off the ripski. So...
All right, are you ready for the question?
Yeah, I am.
So, I was talking with my friend a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about how... I think it's like your family that... Well, I think it's your mom, and then you... I know you all have talked about it before, and your sister, about how like you don't use your middle name anymore and just use your last name.
Whenever you get married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I was talking...
Well, you swap your middle name for your last name.
That's not a thing.
What?
I was talking to my friend about it, and he was like, no, that's not a thing. Nobody does that.
Yep. Everyone I know does that.
Who?
My mom, my sister, my grandma.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's just a your family thing.
What do you mean? So I would be Abby McNeil Luckett, not Abby Murphy Luckett?
Yeah. I think that's the normal way to do it. Normal way, but like, I think that's the way that people usually do it.
Abby McNeil Murphy Luckett.
That's a lot of names.
I think a lot of people do that.
I'm just saying, I don't think a lot of people do that. Because whenever I told him, I thought it was normal too.
What did your sister do?
She doesn't use a Luckett anymore.
But she didn't put Luckett in for her middle name?
No.
What?
My mom still didn't either. She didn't put her maiden name in.
Really?
Because I thought it was normal too. Because I just, you know, didn't know. And I told him, and he was like, no, I don't think people do that.
Is this friend also in your family?
No, this is Brant.
Oh.
Made me think of it is because he just called us, and then you said that. And
wait,
I was like,
so Allie doesn't?
No.
His, what? Okay, I like Murphy. I think Abby Murphy
too.
Luckett.
No, I do too. We got to talking about it, and I thought about it, and then I had a question.
What I do think is funny is we've been talking to a lot of like wedding vendors and planning things, and one of them called you Ryan Murphy.
We get PR packages that say Ryan Murphy on them.
Do we?
Yeah.
I love that. I think that's fun. I like Ryan Murphy, but I have an uncle whose name is Brian Murphy, so...
I'm just going to... No offense to the Murphy name. Luckett's a better last name.
Luckett is an awesome name.
It's a great last name.
I can't wait to be called Abby Luckett. That's going to be crazy. I'm going to have an identity crisis. What the heck? Who am I? I am a child of God. Period. Anyways, I have something that I would like to point out right now here on this podcast. Actually, I have a couple things. Well, first of all, if you see on the wall behind us, some scuff marks, it looks like.
Abby ruined my wall.
No, it's okay. So
people are tuning in the podcast and they're like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see their cool decor they put up. Abby just ruined my wall.
Well, okay. Anyways, spoiled the surprise, but Ryan and I have these really, really cool pictures that we want to put up. So we put them up. We made a whole cute video about it, but we used the like mounting clay and not command strips because I went to the store to pick up command strips, but they only had this like clay that you could put on the walls, which the clay is supposed to come off clean. It's not supposed to make marks on the walls. And I think this is just like dried up clay. I don't think it like ripped paint off or anything. But if anyone from the hub is watching, don't worry. But anyways, so we still just have like the dried up clay that is here on the walls. The pictures will be coming. However, the other thing I was going to say is that Ryan has been in a little phase lately of just staring at me, which makes me feel really loved. I don't think you notice it. Or maybe I'm just noticing it more. But
I am doing
it. So you do realize that you're doing it?
Yeah. It's because Abby just stares at her phone all day and she doesn't ever want to look at me. So looking at her and then she like looks up.
That's
and it's like,
not
why
true.
Are you staring at me? And it's like, I've been staring at you for 20 minutes and you've just been doom scrolling.
Okay. Well, let's talk about how Ryan doesn't like to listen to me in conversations.
See, when you know I'm right is whenever you clap back. Boom.
Well, I'm just giving you what you give me. Hmm? I hope people... Because you were giving me a little bit of tude, and she's staring at her phone. So I said, well, you don't no, like you, to listen to me. Because
you're like, ah, you got me. So I got to point something out about Ryan.
Well, it's just how our humor works.
I wasn't joking. Oh, roasted.
Guys, I've been feeling really emotional lately. And so I'm just trying. Do you remember how far I've come, though, from
last episode
when we first. Well, yeah, but when we first started dating and I took everything literally.
Yeah, you did.
So back before Ryan and I were, we had been dating, I guess, like 6 months or something. I just really struggled to understand.
I'm shaking the old leg a lot right now. I need to
calm down.
Just got some exciting news, guys. Sorry.
Anyways, so I still struggle with understanding sarcasm a lot, but I've gotten a lot better since dating Ryan because like his humor is that like, not like mean banter, but just like banter, like the back and forth, as to where mine's just more like goofy humor, I guess. But since dating you, I feel like I've gotten a little more like able to clap back.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in a household that was... I had two older brothers, an older sister, I'm the youngest. Like, it was just, that's just how we made fun of each other and joked and just part of.
Yeah. Part I didn't of make fun of.
Fam.
I didn't grow up in a make fun of household. So it was hard for me to understand that he wasn't actually being mean and that he was, that was like his way of like being playful and loving. However, I feel like you've also had to learn, okay, she's sensitive.
Yeah. There's a lot of jokes I just swallow.
Okay, but actually, though, for real, today I was talking to you and this was you. I came in.
People are listening to this and didn't have no idea what you just
But they did. Heard the silence because that's what I heard.
Yeah, but what did you just do?
I closed my eyes and leaned back like the pommel horse guy. Who? That was you. The pommel horse guy.
I've never heard of that.
From the Olympics. Where he just sits there with his eyes closed. That was Ryan today.
I had my headphones and I was listening to something.
I said, dearest, darlingest, fiance, love of my life, the wisest man I know. I'm so grateful for you. This is what I got in response.
I didn't hear you. I had headphones in.
Okay, he had headphones in.
I did. I was listening to a sermon trying to get closer to God.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, so today we're going to lighten the mood because last podcast.
Oh my goodness.
I was in the deep, deep depths.
Waterworks over here. I'm just kidding.
Everyone, flame him. Flame him in the comments. No, but I thought the response that we've gotten on last week's podcast has really made me feel so loved and also just like not alone because it is scary to come on and talk so openly about like your feelings. But I think it's also like. I like the contrast between last week's episode and this week's episode because, like, I'm in a great mood right now and,
that's life.
Life isn't linear. I was talking to someone today, actually on their podcast, and they were asking, like, you know, what the meaning behind the podcast is and everything. And I was just like, to talk about what I'm going through while I'm going through it and what we're going through while we're going through it rather than, you know, solving it, figuring it out, and then like presenting it as a package later.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. And that's something that I have had to work on. Like, I wasn't part of That's Life culture whenever I first joined That's Life.
Yeah.
Something that I've had to figure out. Abby's helped me through that a lot. So,
thank you.
I was just listening to something about perception management. So I think it's so good.
Perception management?
Yeah, just like managing your perception or managing, your perception from like others' viewpoints and trying to, you know, make yourself look all put together.
Yeah. I just think invulnerability is when we bond.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to go through it, why not use it? And I think that's the beauty of talking about things while you're going through them. And I think there's a time and place, like if it's really fresh, I think there's strength in guarding your heart and not sharing everything and spilling everything, because then it leaves a lot of room for like input that you may not need, like you may not be able to handle. But I definitely think there are seasons and like circumstances where it's like, no, like talk about it, talk about your hard day while you're having that hard day and see what you can learn. But I really am just so thankful for our community. Like everyone, it still baffles me. Like people just take the time out of their day to comment nice things or to say nice things or to DM us about our podcast or even hit the like button. And I don't want to ever measure like, oh, I'm getting filled up by like approval of other people, like I want to be careful that I still base, you know, success not in the world's eyes, but like we are just putting this out because we feel called to do so. But also like the encouragement and the love from people is so motivating and is so like comforting and just like a warm blanket of just like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe you're literally taking the time out of your day to do these actions that help support us. Like, it's crazy to me. I don't know. Like, people are just so kind and so nice. And I feel like almost like imposter syndrome. Like, why me? Like, why are we the ones that get to be able to experience that?
Well, you know, the That's Life community is the best community out there.
The That's Life community, we love every single one of you.
All four guys and however many girls.
No, I think there are more guys that listen than you think.
I don't think so.
I think so. Maybe not that follow on Instagram.
Oh, I know why they haven't been listening, actually.
Why?
Because I haven't, the NBA just started back up. I haven't been giving my NBA updates. So we'll have to do that at the end.
Oh, you don't want to do it now?
Well, the Lakers are 1-0. I actually put out my predictions on Instagram and Twitter, if you want to go look at that. I have the Boston Celtics winning the NBA Finals again in 7 games over the Thunder. But just excited the NBA's back. I don't have a whole lot to say quite yet, but
same.
Put out my predictions. And I think we're gonna have a Celtics Thunder Finals. Watched the Thunder last night play the Nuggets. The Nuggets do not look good.
I still can't get over the Nuggets. The name Nuggets.
They're named after McDonald's. That's the owns the franchise.
Really?
Yeah, the chicken nuggets.
No way.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you fibbing?
No, I'm being serious. The Denver Nuggets.
That's crazy. They're my new favorite team.
Yeah, because you don't even like McDonald's originated in Colorado.
Oh, cool.
And then, yeah. And I just made all of that up. I believe it. That's crazy you believe that.
Okay, whatever.
But no, super excited the NBA is back. The Lakers actually look like somewhat of a normal team, which is nice. The offense looks great under Redick, so really excited about that. But let's get to what we were talking about.
It's a good thing that you don't lie to me.
I can't
because
believe
I believe everything.
Yeah,
not you gaslighting me.
I love the Denver McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Stop! I don't know those sports things. I don't know how they work. It's enough. Wedding updates. Oh, yeah. Are as followed. We have a venue, we have a date, I ordered my wedding dresses.
Oh, I want to know what people think about the order of the wedding dress.
Instead of buying one?
That'll be a hot topic, I feel like.
Well, here's the thing is that I went to a wedding dress shop knowing I didn't want to spend a lot of money on a wedding dress. And
okay. Abby doesn't care about our big day.
Oh, I do care. I just... No, I'm never going to wear it again, and I'm not going to... For me personally, I think it's very person to person. Like, my sister, she had dreamt up her wedding day for so long, and so for her, it was very meaningful to get a very beautiful dress. For me, that's just not as much where my priority is for, like, the wedding day itself, and so just because, like, what I've seen above me in the like women in my family, since they've had, you know, nicer dresses, like that's just not something that...
Where are you getting at here?
All right. I'm ordering my dresses. It's fine. So I ordered a bunch and I'm going to try them on, but I ordered some and then they ended up getting canceled. So I had to reorder them again, but I was so upset because two of the ones that I wanted to order are now out of stock.
Oh
yeah.
Like the ones that you really wanted?
No, I'm hopeful. I ordered the other ones, so I don't know. We'll see. But when I was at the wedding dress shop, I just got like super overwhelmed. I don't know. I like thought that I was a bad bride. Like I literally said that. I was like, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at being a bride. I actually cried in the dressing room, but no one knew that. And well, I guess now they know that. Just because I felt very overwhelmed. It's hard to like also just sometimes like wedding dress shop and like just stare at your body in all these different dresses and just, I'm already feeling not confident in, you know, I'm confident in athletic clothes. Like I have more of an athletic build and these dresses are made for curvy girls and, you know, that's just not the build that I have. And so I'm just not used to that, seeing myself like that. And then yeah, that on top of just like, I just got very overwhelmed and I feel like it's pretty normal. But just like maybe not talked about as much, but when I got overwhelmed, I just kept getting really defeated. And I was just like, I'm not liking any of these. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this. But my sister and my mom were really kind. And they were like, you wear the dress. The dress doesn't wear you. Like, just because your dress isn't here doesn't make you a bad bride. Like, maybe you just need something more relaxed, something more casual, like create an atmosphere where you're excited to try on your wedding dresses. And so for me, that's ordering them online and like getting my mom and my sister and going through and trying them all on in the comfort of my own home. I just feel like that'll be something that'll make me feel a little bit more excited about, and more confident in, you know, myself, my body, and how I wear these like fancier clothes and all. So if you're also someone, a bride to be, that is possibly aligning with any of this, that could be a good idea for you. Period. So I almost have a dress. Ryan has a suit. It's not made yet, but it's in the works. And then we have food.
Food check.
We want to go to Hawaii for our honeymoon. And I think we've figured out where we want to go.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm super.
And sure. What we want to do.
Yeah.
Can I share?
No, I don't share that.
Okay. It'll be a surprise. You guys will see all the content about it. And then I want to...
It's actually kind of crazy.
It actually is crazy. I'm actually psycho for it. But also, I think that I want to do like a big bridal celebration here since we're keeping our wedding so small. Because our wedding is super small. It's literally just family.
It's teeny tiny little bitty.
Yeah. And it's a destination wedding. So that'll be fun. But it's literally blood family and then like two friends that are in our wedding party each. And so I just wanted to celebrate like with my girls here at home. So... want to do like a PowerPoint night, like pajama vibe, just celebration of like, oh, Abby's getting married and just,
yeah, me and all my friends are going to do a pajama night too,
but I'm going to do a maid of honor
kidding,
trip instead of a bachelorette trip. So it's just going to be me and my sister.
That's cool. I think that's really cool.
I'm super excited about it. And yeah, it'll be a good time for us to bond. Also
got our photographer.
Oh yeah. We haven't got
our videographer. If there's a videographer out there that's listening, we need you.
A violinist or a harpist.
Yeah, we're still on the lookout. We need to post again about that.
Yeah, we do need to post again about that. Have a florist, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. So things are going pretty good in that department.
Yeah.
I just
want a public service announcement. And this might be just a mindset thing. It might just be a guy thing. People always talk about wedding planning, all this super stressful and hard. I find it to be quite fun and very stress-free and very easy.
Oh, so, no.
For all the people out there.
Does that mean it's going to get hard now?
Why?
Because we just said it's not hard.
What?
Because I would also agree.
Why would that get hard? Why would it get hard?
Because we're like, oh, it's so easy. It's like when parents are like, oh, no, our kid doesn't cry. And then they hit like 2 months later and then the kid starts crying.
But like my question is like, what would make it hard?
I don't know.
It's fun picking out all this stuff, I think.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
fun.
I haven't done a whole lot, but.
The only part that's not fun is thinking about money. I don't like spending money very much, though. Yeah. But Morgan and I are doing a surprise for you we're planning it on. Well, it's like my surprise, but she's going to help me. We're planning it on our maid of honor trip for the wedding day for you.
What?
Yeah. It's something. It's like my little gift that I'm giving to you.
What?
But we have to do it at the bachelorette or on the maid of honor trip.
Why?
Because. But you can't know what it is.
That's crazy. Is that normal? Like the bride and groom give each other gifts? At the wedding?
Yeah, well, I'll also give you a gift, but this is like a different gift. Yeah.
So I need to get a gift.
Well, you don't have to. Your gift is your love.
I've only been married a couple times, so I can't remember.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So anyways, we're going to talk about hot takes today, jumping right into it. I really didn't want to get that long of an intro because...
How long is the intro?
It's 20 minutes.
Groundbreaking stuff that we were talking about.
Yeah, seriously. People are probably like, all right, next. Anyways, okay. So I put out on our Instagram Some
things. Speaking of that, just real quick, we usually answer questions from you guys every week on Instagram. So we usually just put a little poll up and just ask, and you guys just ask questions and we answer like 2-3, sometimes up to 5 questions on here at the end. So
it was fun. I put out on our Instagram, this is the context. I said, okay guys, about to film a podcast. We want to debate some topics.
Why are you saying like that?
Because that's just like when I posted voice.
Gotcha.
Questions, statements, and thoughts we should debate. Now I'm sliding up and we're going to read them. I haven't read these. Ryan hasn't read these. And
in true Abby Murphy fashion.
Okay. We're going to start lighthearted. Pineapple on pizza.
No.
No.
That, you should be in jail if you put pineapple on pizza.
Okay, that's extreme.
I would say probably 2 weeks in prison for pineapple on pizza.
I have a deep appreciation for my pineapple on pizza lovers because I think you're stepping out, you're expanding your palate, you're an adventurous eater. Love it so much. For me personally, my taste buds can't get down with pineapple because pineapple changes my taste buds.
Yes.
It changes the taste of things that I eat. So like I don't eat pineapple at all now. It's just too acidic. It gives me heartburn, gives me throat burn. And it just like if I eat pineapple, I won't be able to eat anything for the rest of the day because everything's going to taste spiky.
Pineapple, you know what I mean? Just does not belong on pizza.
Belong.
It doesn't. And that's the best reasoning for it. Is it just, it has such a distinctive taste that it just changes the entire pizza. And you
but I
almost,
think that's the point. Like if you put barbecue on it, it's like a Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, but like here's the thing. There's so many, like I put banana peppers on my pizza, but it doesn't completely change the trajectory of the pizza.
Yeah,
if you put pineapple on the pizza, like it just completely changes it.
Yeah.
The banana peppers.
But again, like isn't that the point?
No, I don't think so. I want my pizza to taste like pizza. You put pineapple on a pizza, it's gone. The pizza's gone. You're eating like some weird dish.
Okay, but you have to admit, like at Blaze they have it. It's called the Hawaiian pizza and it's like chicken, pineapple, barbecue.
I bet it's pepperoni over chicken. Or ham, not
maybe chicken. I also don't think pineapple belongs on pizza. However, the people that eat it, I'm not like, you're going to jail.
Well, I think probably I would say a minimum 2 weeks prison sentence if you put pineapple on pizza.
Okay, well, that's very extreme. However, I do think that what you get, like the toppings that you get on your pizza, explain a lot about who you are as a person.
It definitely explains a lot about who you are.
Okay.
Anyways,
go ahead, say your pizza order.
Well, it just depends on where I'm at.
What do you mean, where you're at?
Well, my pizza order changes based on what pizza place I'm at.
Oh, I guess that's true. But you like a lot of meat on your pizza.
Yeah.
So that explains to me that you're like gym bro vibes. I like a lot of veggies on my pizza. So that explains about me that I earthy girl vibes. I just feel like how you order your pizza and the toppings that you get. Like, I feel like if I met someone and knew them well enough.
That actually isn't true because I do margarita if I'm getting a Neapolitan style.
So that just means you're go with the flow. You're spontaneous. You can change it. But that's what I'm saying is like, if I meet someone and get to know them really well, I could probably tell you, I'm pretty confident. I could probably tell you the pizza toppings that they get.
One thing about like, I love pizza and I have a slight obsession with the pizza reviews on YouTube with the Dave Portnoy.
One Bite Pizza reviews.
Yes. I love those.
Everybody knows the rules. Ryan got me hooked on those. I actually find them quite interesting.
They are they're pretty entertaining.
They're funny. It's like, I don't want to say like dumb humor, but it's just like,
it's interesting.
It's interesting, but it's just like, why is this funny? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's funny to me.
I know way too much about pizza now. Just like styles and stuff.
I think it's just because he's so like straightforward.
He's just like something about him.
He's like one bite.
He's so serious and doesn't realize how funny he's being.
Yes, that's what it is. He's so serious about pizza and that's what makes it funny.
Like he takes his job, like that little job he's doing so seriously, but it's serious. Like it's pizza. Like that's a big deal.
Pancakes versus waffles.
I'm going pancakes.
Here's the thing. I eat pancakes more, but when I think about it, I'm like a waffle is more of a treat to me. Like a waffle seems like if I get pancakes, I'll probably make like healthy protein pancakes. But if I get a waffle, like I'm treating myself. Like it's usually at a hotel and I'll get.
If I'm comparing pancake to waffle, I'm comparing a pancake as a nice comfy bed, and a waffle is like a average couch.
See, I would swap those.
Why would you? But the pancake's so smooth and fluffy and big.
But a waffle is a special occasion. Also, I think the waffle
has... You sleep in a bed every night. You don't sleep on a couch every night.
But, so maybe it is the same. Wait, I think I got confused.
Yeah, the pancake is the bed. The waffle is the couch.
But a couch isn't going to be as good to sleep on.
That's what I mean. That's my comparison. Is like, it's not as good to sleep on, but sometimes it just hits. Like sleeping on the couch sometimes just hits well.
Okay, yeah.
But sleeping in the bed, it's just gonna always hit 100% of the time.
I'm aligned with this. Yeah, I actually am very much so aligned with this. One thing I will say in the pro waffle range is that the divots in the waffle like hold the maple syrup or like what as to where if I'm putting butter on a pancake, it's going to slide off and it gets on my nerves.
It's kind of like a volcano. Like
if I get a pancake at IHOP or Waffle House or like Cracker Barrel or something, like when we went to that little diner and we got a pancake and they put butter on the top, it like sits on it to where it like slides and it gets in weird places and I can't like control it. When I'm with a waffle, like I know it's constant in the fact that like it's going to be an even ratio where I put it.
Yeah, but the argument to that is it's kind of hard to navigate the butter on the waffle because there's so many crevices where you can't really spread it well. It's hard to spread.
I guess that's true. And like with a pancake, you kind of know, yeah, you're right. You know what to expect. But with a waffle, it's like, is it crunchy? Is it flimsy? Yeah. Like a Waffle House waffle is way different than an IHOP waffle.
Would you rather have a crunchier waffle or a little, you know, more flimsy?
Honestly, flimsy because it's nostalgic. Like when I think of flimsy, I think of Eggos.
Yeah.
But when I was little, I would eat mini pancakes and Eggos frozen. Like I would take them from the freezer and eat them from the freezer.
How?
By bite. I would just bite them.
I know, but they're frozen. How do you eat them?
Well, they're still soft. It's just like bread.
Oh.
They were fire, too.
That's weird.
Well, I have a lot of weird eating habits.
Yeah.
So.
Go to the next.
Okay. Going to the next. We're going to make it a little more serious with this one. Okay. Concept of being equally yoked in dating. If you are dating another Christian who is still getting to know Jesus, but does not have the depth understanding, is that okay?
Mm.
That one's deep.
It's a great question.
I think my initial thought is I don't want to be so quick to be like, don't date them. But I also just know from personal experience, the hurt that one can experience when dating someone unequally yoked and how it's always hard to like...
Did you put an L on yoked?
We're not debating that right now.
It's yoked.
All right. Fine. Yoked.
There you go.
I think it's yoked, but whatever.
No, it's yoked.
There's an L in there.
No, there's not.
Y-O-L-K-E-D.
It's Y-O-K-E-D.
Wait, are you being for real?
I'm pretty sure it's Y-O-K-E-D.
It's Y-O-L-K-E-D.
Can we look that up? Can we confirm
That's how they spelled it. Y-O-L-K-E-D.
But can we look it up? I'm pretty sure I'm right.
No, Ryan.
It's equally yoked. Y-O-K-E-D. I don't think there's an L.
What should I look up? Egg yolk? Egg. Y-O-L.
Let me see. No, that's not. Let me see.
Oh. As in like in the Bible?
Yes.
I thought that was the same thing. Yolked and yoked.
No, see, I am right. Yolk is egg yolk. Yolk is a thing you put on an animal.
Past tense, yoked. Put a yoke on a pair of... Well, which one is the Bible saying?
The Bible saying is equally yoked. Why would it be yolk? Egg yolk. It's yoked. They used to put these yolks on animals to equally harmonize them in their walking.
Not me thinking it's been yolk, egg yolk this whole time. Like, I guess I just thought like the yolk to white ratio. And so it was like evenly like distributed. What?
That's the most absurd.
Wait, everything I've known is literally flipped upside down.
Oh my gosh.
What? I've literally thought it's been egg yolk this whole time. Like evenly yolk. Like yolked as in like...
You just knew too. You were like, no, Ryan, it's L.
That's insane. I just thought it was like the ratio of like egg white to yolk. Therefore, it's like evenly yolked.
Wow.
Like being even. Wow, I'm humbled. Truly. Anyways, my initial thought is, and I mean this with all of the love in my heart because I've been this girl, but you're setting yourself up for heartbreak and to grow pride in the fact that you're the one leading and having this like I grew to have a like savior mentality almost of like, oh, but you have so much potential. I can help. Let's go to church. Let's this, let's that, let's that. That whenever I found someone who really was driven in the spirit and could lead, I didn't know how to react to that. And it was hard for me to like.
So the debate topic was they have given their life to Jesus, right? They're saved. They're just early in their faith.
If you're dating someone, another Christian who is still getting to know Jesus but does not have in-depth understanding, is that okay? Oh, I think I misinterpreted the question. I interpreted it as you're dating a non-Christian.
Well, that's kind of what it sounds like if they're just getting to know Jesus. I mean, it could go either way. Like if they've given their life to Christ or not is what I was
thinking. I think if there's a difference between like getting to know Jesus and then being like, Jesus is the Lord and Savior of my life, and then starting to read the word.
I would just be friends with them, see how they grow in their faith, and just kind of just go from there.
I think it's very person to person too. It's like, who am I to say like there's no like getting to know Jesus enough, like knowing Jesus enough to then be like, okay, time to date. You know, like we're never going to know Jesus enough, you know? So, but I do think tread lightly and guard your heart in inserting another relationship while someone is learning about the ultimate relationship you should have.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah. Sorry, I misinterpreted that question at first and I just kind of instantly went to like non-believer.
The yolk and yoke thing really got in your head.
Yeah, it really did. And then from there, I just...
You were just done.
Yeah. Tips for studying the word. I would love to learn to do a more in-depth study. I feel like you're really good to talk about this one.
Why do you say that?
Because you're in your word every single day. And I try, and I have been in the past, but I'll be honest, I've been struggling to get in the word every single day.
Yeah. Well, I think the lately important thing is to not put so much pressure on yourself to like have this like supernatural encounter with God every time you read the Bible.
It's so good.
And just take it really slow. Like you don't have to have this like crazy in-depth Bible study to get to know God better and get to know his word better. Like, yes, I'm in the word every day, but I'm not reading a chapter or three chapters every day. I'm reading like a verse or two, three verses. That's how I learn. And that's how, you know, I feel like we can kind of overcomplicate this whole like get in the word and this walk with Jesus, and man, just don't overcomplicate it. Like, just read a couple verses, and understand those verses. And if you go the next day and you're like, I don't even remember what I read yesterday, read the verses again.
Yeah, that's good. I catch myself sometimes falling into the trap of like, how can I help out God's word in order for it to hit? You know what I mean? Like, kind of chasing that feeling of like a spiritual awakening and just like, oh my gosh, this radically changed me. And I almost like search for that as I'm reading the Bible.
You know what I used to do whenever I was reading the Bible a lot is I would read a couple verses and like, I would like flip to a different book because I felt like it didn't hit right.
Yeah.
And I started realizing like, I have this whole thing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like how selfish it is of me to just read God's word. He's given me everything in my life. Like everything I have is his. And it's very selfish mindset. And I'm not even, this person's like, probably like, bro, it's not what I'm doing. But just.
No, I mean, we expand and go on different
tangents. I'm on a tangent now, but.
You're like, preaching, keep going.
How selfish it is for us to just try and get whatever we can out of the Bible for ourselves rather than actually, Jesus is like, look, this is my word. Like, I want to get to know you. I want a relationship with you. And we're just like, man, what, like, oh, how can I, you know, be better? And how can I do this better? How can I gain rather than, Lord, how can I serve you and know you better?
Man, that's so good. That's all you really need. Honestly, like, something Ryan says all the time is it's not that deep. Like, it's really not that deep. Like, the Lord will provide what he needs to provide when he needs to provide it. And so when you need to hear something from the Word, he will provide it. But as long as you're, he can't speak to you through the Word if you're not opening it.
Yeah.
And so just step one, open it, read a verse, read two verses. I talked about this a little bit last week, but I listened to a sermon and this pastor made a really good comparison about, like, if you want to start your fitness journey, you don't walk in the gym for the very first time and then max out on everything, burn yourself out and be there for 4 hours. Like, you implement these little, you build consistency over time. You go in and you do little things every single day to stay consistent. It's the same thing with the Bible. Like, just start with the little consistencies, build up that consistency over time. And then honestly, over time, you can't help but want to read more. The more you're in it, the more you're going to want to read it. And I also would say, pray for the desire to. Not even just, Lord, help me read my Bible, but Lord, help me have the desire to read my Bible.
Yeah.
Because the Lord places the desires in your heart. And if you go to him and ask for the desire to read his word, I don't see why he would say no. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I think one thing I would do to encourage that person that asked that too is, because it sounds like they're in their word, they're trying to go deeper. Go talk to someone really godly at your church and just ask them, like, hey, can you do a Bible study with me? I want to know God more.
It's a lot more practical than we think it is.
Yeah.
Omnivore versus vegetarian.
Omnivore.
Meat versus not meat.
I'm going meat all day.
I've been in phases here and there. I did like 3 months as vegan, actually. And then it kind of just like experienced all, you know, the different diets and stuff. I feel my best when I eat meat. However, I don't think there's a one diet that fits all. I think we're trying so hard to search for like the easy diet fix that's like, this is exactly how it should be. And I just don't think there is one. Everybody's different. Everyone has different allergies. Everyone has different sensitivities. Like, just eat what makes you feel good.
I think people, believe it or not, have let food control their lives
100%.
A whole lot more than they'll give it credit.
Yeah, I agree.
A whole lot more than they'll give it credit.
I think we're also giving food too much power on like how it affects our lives just as a whole, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally. Like, I definitely think what you feed your body is how you are going to feel. And like, I definitely believe your gut, everything's connected to your gut, and what we eat and what we ingest nourishes how our gut thrives.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think like we are fed so much on social media of extreme diets.
Mm.
And I don't necessarily believe in diets as like, I believe in just lifestyle choices.
Yeah.
You know, and I definitely think there are cases where I'm not sitting here being like anti-diet, never go on a diet. Like, I don't know. Just for me personally, I've never really needed to go on a diet. So I can't speak to that. And I don't have the knowledge to speak to that. But from what I've grown up and what I've learned, like the things that stick are these healthy lifestyle choices and eating what makes me feel best. And so for that is meat. And I think like the Lord gave us animals to eat. Now, however, if you have different convictions and different things, then that's between you and the Lord. Like, I can't sit here and be like, this is the one size fits all that Jesus tells us how to eat or what not to eat. But I do definitely think that like we should pray about how we eat and what we eat, you know?
For sure. Yeah. You should pray about everything.
Yeah. Go to God with the diet questions and not social media, which I fall victim to a lot.
Yeah.
I took that question really in a serious way. I think it was more lighthearted, but again, we're just elaborating. Yeah. We're just elaborating.
That's right.
Weightlifting versus running.
Well, I would choose weightlifting over running.
And I would choose running.
Abby's been in the gym with me lately.
Yeah, I have. I will say the more I lift, the more
she's getting strong.
The more I feel confident in my body, honestly. Like, I feel, which is funny because I'm looking at myself in a mirror more, but I also.
Well, you're probably not looking yourself in a mirror as much when you're working out with me.
Yeah, I guess
you're just
that's
staring
true.
At me all the time.
You caught me. Bah. I think that doing it with you also is way more exciting, and it like gives us like we're able to like talk. As to where when we're on a run, we're kind of in our own zones and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that beats a run for me. I put on my podcast. I just detach, right now I'm just cruising. I'm not training for anything. It's just, oh, nothing beats a good run.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that beat a good run. But
okay. For me, not.
I've been trying to keep my running up just a little bit. Nothing crazy, but like 4 miles every other day. So.
Ooh, I really like this one. This one isn't as much of a hot take as it is just like an advice question, but I really want to hear your thoughts. How do you get over an ex you thought God wanted to be your husband?
Well, this is going to sound harsh, and I don't mean it to sound harsh, but
he means it lovingly.
Yeah. I would probably go on record and say, can you say that again?
Mm-hmm. How do you get over an ex you thought God wanted to be your husband?
Yeah. So I'll go on record and say, God didn't want that person to be your husband. I'll go on record and say that. I'll say that there is no the one, in my opinion. Mm. I would say too, what I would say lovingly and try and, you know, say this as gracefully as I can, is that I'm really sorry, because it is really hard to go through a breakup, especially when both of you are following Jesus and you feel like you're heading towards marriage and something blindsides you. That can be really, really hard. But I would just really, really tread lightly on putting that on God.
Mm.
So basically you're saying, like, God had this happen and we're getting in the way of it, kind of thing?
I am going to add to that by saying, this sweet, sweet girl, I've been where you've been, and I feel like I want to share the how-to part by just explaining my experience, in that I caught myself placing my relationship with Jesus, like questioning my relationship with Jesus, because I was like, wait, I thought this is what you wanted. Like, I dated a guy and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the one I'm supposed to marry. Like, the Lord is making it so evident and so clear. And then we broke up. And I was like, wait, so does that mean I don't know the voice of God? Does that mean I don't know how to listen for God? Does that mean I'm not a Christian? Does that mean, and I just placed my identity in Christ in that relationship. And I think that's the answer right there.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, the Lord used that breakup and saying, like, hey, you've got it wrong. Fix your eyes on me. Like, your relationship with me is not defined by what I am telling you about a boy, or what I blah, 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 or if he even is, you know. Like, I also think I agree with Ryan in the fact that there is not the one, quote unquote, the one. I think God can send people into your life. And if you choose them at that time and you allow that door to open, you say, the Lord is providing me this opportunity, I'm going to see where this goes, 100%. But I don't think God created you in your mother's womb and was like, and this is the creation that fits alongside of it, because they are not enough on their own. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, I don't feel like you missed your chance.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make you less of a Christian. It doesn't, honestly, it'll make you more of a Christian, because you're going to run to Jesus more.
That's the thing is.
Well, not more of a, I don't know. You know what I mean?
No, I would just really, really encourage them that God is near the brokenhearted, one, and he has a way of leveraging stuff like this, to bring you closer to him. And there's so many godly, I don't know if it was a girl or a guy, there's so many godly people out there for you to date. And yeah, I think you should heal right now. Be with community, be with godly people, and let them pray over you and pray and be close to Jesus.
Mm.
And realize that singleness is a gift. And we idolize dating and we idolize engagement. And we idolize marriage over the fact that doesn't mean that you don't have amazing gifts in your life.
Mm.
Like, the number one gift is Jesus. Like, we put this like pressure on ourselves, and it's easy for us to sit here and say it because we're engaged, but marriage isn't the end goal. You're not going to be married to that person in heaven. You're going to be married to Jesus.
That makes my earthly heart really sad.
Yeah, and I do. It makes me sad a little bit too. I'm not going to lie.
But when we're in heaven, we're not going to feel sadness.
But the truth of the matter is singleness is a gift. There's so many amazing people of God in the Bible that were single for the sake of the kingdom. And I'm not saying like, oh yeah, they broke up with you, so you're supposed to be single for the sake of the kingdom and you're going to be single for... I'm not saying that. I mean, odds are you're going to find somebody else. Like, evidence tells us that you're probably going to find somebody else, right? So I would just encourage you that, like, you're in a season, and it's probably heartbreak right now, but God is near you.
And invite that heartbreak in. It's okay to feel sadness. It's okay to feel weakness. Yeah. That's okay. And honestly, embrace that, because those feelings are going to come at some point.
Yeah.
You'd rather just let them flow naturally than try to harbor them up, move on, keep yourself together, and then have it explode later. Like,
potentially bring it into another relationship.
Right. Just allow it. And I know that's easier said than done, but yeah. I wish someone would have told me, it's okay to have feelings. It's okay to humble yourself and lower yourself and be like, man, my heart's broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
This is something I really want to talk about. That is very much so a hot take, especially on our page. Activewear modesty for Christians. I feel like it's all about your intentions, because I get flamed for wearing a sports bra and shorts when I run. But my convictions, I never once have batted an eye in anything that I wear, and I would never wear something that I wouldn't want any person of any age, any gender, and to see. What I post is who I am. Mm-hmm. And my intentions behind that, I can confidently say, are pure. I'm not seeking approval from man. I am wearing what makes me feel comfortable when I perform the activities that I perform.
Even against that.
I was going to contradict myself in saying, now the Bible also says, like, don't like tease or flaunt or something, or like,
I don't think the Bible says that.
You know, it's something about like, if you're, it makes a comparison of like, just because you don't struggle with it doesn't mean someone else won't struggle with it. Mm-hmm. Like, just because I don't struggle with like looking at other people that, I don't know, are wearing athletic clothes or whatever, doesn't mean that someone else may not. Like, I want to honor the Lord and also like keeping my body like covered in a way. But I think just the clothing items, personally, I'm speaking personally because I wear a lot of athletic clothes and post a lot of like athletic content. I'm very intentional about my choices in that it covers up and to me represents who I am as a person, and my intentions behind that are pure.
Can I rebuttal?
Yeah, go for it.
So you say your intentions are pure behind it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I totally agree with that. My rebuttal of that to be, and it's not like I disagree with you, obviously, but I, just for the fun sake of the podcast.
He's a challenger.
So my intentions have been pure a lot of times, and I've sinned.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. I don't feel convicted, though.
And I'm not saying that you're in the wrong. I'm just saying, like...
Oh, I know. I'm just going back and forth.
I don't think that that's the measurement of...
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Sin and not sinning. And not obeying God. Because my intentions might be super pure whenever I'm doing, you know, when somebody's scrolling on their phone, their intentions are super pure. Mm-hmm. And then they run into an image that they're not supposed to be looking at, and then it leads them down. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I definitely wrestle with it. I think I'll continue wrestling with it, but... For me personally, I just don't feel convicted. I do believe...
You're doing great.
Well, thanks. I do... that is something to put into my head, though, of like, well, maybe I shouldn't say my intentions are pure, but...
Well, I mean, something wrong with that. I just wanted to say that.
No, I mean, that is something for me to think about and pray about. I definitely think, like, that, you know, I don't have all the answers, and it's definitely something that I'll continue to evaluate, but where I am in my life right now... There's not those convictions of you should be wearing a turtleneck and baggy pants to the gym. you know? But I don't know. Different convictions for different people. I mean, there was a period in my life where I felt fine with watching some certain dating shows, and now I'm at a place where I'm like, I don't want to watch those anymore. I feel convicted when I watch them. So maybe it's constantly evolving and constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
I think just for the listener, just check in with yourself, pray with the Lord, wrestle with God, listen to your convictions.
Bring other people in.
Bring other people in. That is something that I do. I will talk to Ryan about it. I'm kind of like, if my fiance is comfortable with me wearing the things that I wear to the gym, then...
Yeah, it's not that deep.
It's not that... I'm going to title this podcast, It's Not That Deep. Christians celebrating Halloween.
Now... Halloween's like low-key demonic.
But I
think it's fun. Not the demonic part, but I think dressing up and stuff is
fun. I'm going to be honest, I don't have an exact answer.
I literally don't have a choice but to dress up every year now that I'm engaged to you.
Mm-hmm.
Literally don't have a choice.
Here's my thing is that...
That's Abby's favorite season is Halloween.
This is a very touchy thing.
She likes it more than Easter and Christmas.
I don't have an exact answer, but I love hearing people talk about this topic and hearing people's like take on this topic. It's hard for me because I feel like I pick and choose what I want to participate in and what I don't, which is really hard. Like, I love dressing up. I think it's so fun, but I don't love dressing up in like the blood and the guts and the gore. Like, Ryan and I are going to be Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope, like just cutesy
stuff.
Whoa,
everybody's going to know what we're going to be now. That was supposed to be a big, big surprise.
Well, this will be released 2 days before Halloween.
I'm just messing.
But just like the fun stuff, the lighthearted stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so fun to celebrate. But then I see like a goblin or a demon and I'm like, oh my gosh, that is who gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like that's when it's like the, like you said, like the low key demonic, like, which I kind of hate even saying like low key because then I'm like, well, it's either demonic or it's not. Like, what do you say? You know what I mean? But I don't know. I wrestle with this a lot, actually. I just try for myself to focus more on like the fall side of things and just being like, we're celebrating the fall. And I love that it brings people together, like kids trick or treating. I know you're not celebrating the fall, but
we're celebrating the fall.
Stop. I'm just trying to explain like wrestle with it. Like I love carving pumpkins and I love the cute fall leaves and like the wreaths on the doors. But I don't like the skeletons and the goblins and the, you know, like that part makes me feel eerie, but like, I don't like walking into a Spirit Halloween, but I can order a Spirit Halloween costume that's a princess online. And it's like, what line are you drawing here? So like, I literally don't have an answer for you, but all I know, I'm kind of just going off my gut here. And the fact that like, I will love to hand out candy to trick-or-treaters, but I'm not about to put a ghost in my front yard. So I don't know. It's not really a great answer, but
we're in this world, but not of this world. So I would just encourage you to like, I mean, if you don't want to celebrate Halloween, don't celebrate Halloween. It's not like you're either or is the right answer, but I would say there's a way to honor God if you're going to be doing Halloween activities.
Yeah. You know, I saw one girl decorate her house with all of the descriptions of Revelation. So it was like, she put like the millions of eyes, like in a circle, like around and like the three lion's heads or whatever. I don't have my exact things right. But if you go read the book of Revelation, she like chose every single one
it's
of
like
those.
Halloween in itself.
And she like used those as the decorations, which I guess like that's fear of the Lord. So I guess it's, I don't know. Again, I'm still wrestling, but okay. On a more lighthearted note, sorry we can't give exact answers, but I think that's the point.
On a more lighthearted note, you voting Republican or Democrat?
Wearing socks to bed.
Oh my goodness. If you wear...
I'm pro socks to bed.
That's the... If I'm just
tell
saying
the
right
people.
Now. I know
tell
I said 2 weeks to prison for pineapple. I would... You deserve to be in jail if
you
wear
socks
to bed. Well,
I'm sorry,
because
we're going to be sharing a bed and I'm going to be wearing socks.
That is the most absurd thing.
I like them to be cozy and like tucked in and safe.
That's why
like,
you have a blanket.
But okay, but what if I stick my leg outside of the blanket?
Why would you do that?
Because I get hot, I do one leg.
Yeah, you know why you get hot? It's because you got socks on.
No, my toes. Okay, when I go run outside, sometimes I'll wear a short sleeve and gloves because my toes and my hands have my fingers have different blood circulation than the rest of my body. They don't have as much meat around them. Therefore, the circulation is different. Therefore, I need socks.
Socks in bed is just wild.
I'm pro socks in bed.
Nope. Nope.
Okay. You know what?
That's crazy.
Okay. Getting married young. I'm pro getting married young. If you know, you know. Do it.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with that.
If you have similar foundations. But that goes for marriage as a whole.
Yeah.
Like if your foundation's built on the Lord and you know.
What's the first commission we've ever been given?
I don't know.
Be fruitful and multiply in Genesis.
Why is that the Great Commission?
No, that's not the Great Commission, but that's the first commission.
What's the Great Commission?
Is go and make disciples of all nations.
That's what I was
baptize them.
That's what I was gonna say. Matthew 28:19
28. But they tell us to be fruitful and multiply. So I mean,
is that the first thing he tells us?
I mean, I don't know if it's the first thing, but
well, I was just asking. I wasn't trying to question.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Wow.
God.
Anyways. But yeah, I'm pro. I'm pro if you know.
I'm not a big if you know guy, but yeah, get married if you love you both love Jesus and you're chasing after him.
Are long distance relationships a bad idea?
Need some more context.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, well let's create some context. Say you've been dating for a while. And then you both want to do distance and then you go distance.
Why do you want to do distance?
Because you want to continue dating because you want to get married.
But why are you doing distance?
Someone has to move away for a job.
Oh, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. Like, why would you not stay together?
This is the advice that I've heard and it proved true for me when I did distance. If it's longer than
3 months, you have to break up.
No. If you both want to do distance, I feel like there's a very good chance that it'll work. I feel like if one person's kind of iffy and one person's all in, I don't know how much it'll work because you both have to be, at least from my experience and what I've heard, you both have to be fully aligned, end goal, same. I say end goal. Again, there's never an end goal until we die and go to heaven. But you know what I mean? Like both want to get married, both want to put in that effort.
I have a hot take. I'm very pro long distance. If you both love Jesus, here's the thing is
I would agree.
You're both separated. So your relationships of the Lord is on your own. You can talk on the phone as much as you want, FaceTime, whatever, but you both have your separate relationship with Jesus. When it's time for you guys to be done with college, work, whatever, it is hard. I understand that, but you appreciate being together a lot more whenever you do get to spend time together. And then whenever it's time, you guys get married and it's like, boom, a lot of temptations are out the window.
Boom. They still popped up on my TikTok page.
AJ and Big Justice, if you're listening, you're welcome on this podcast. Any
chicken
day.
Bake or double chong chocolate cookie?
Double chong chocolate cookie.
Is that what you would choose?
Yeah.
Well, I've never had the chicken
bake. I would probably go chicken bake.
I'd go double chong chocolate cookie.
Throwback to when Abby thought the Denver Nuggets were named after McDonald's.
Can guys and girls be friends? Yeah.
No.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh. I think yes, but like I don't have a guy best friend. My guy best friend is Ryan. But I hang out with guys in our friend group and like I consider them my friends. But I wouldn't go on a coffee, like something, go get coffee with one of my guy friends.
Something that I've learned, and I've heard somebody say this, I can't remember who, but usually the relationship, friend relationship, whenever you guys are hanging out separately, I don't mean like hanging out with a group of friends, but if a guy and a girl are friends, one of the other is the relationship is progressing further than friends in their head.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement.
I would say 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would.
So just be careful. I mean, if you're dating somebody, I wouldn't recommend just having a bunch of other gender friends and hanging out with them. But I mean, have a group of friends, have a big community. That
I was
going to
say,
nothing wrong with that.
I think like, I'm definitely not like cut off every
right.
opposite Absolutely gender not. Friend that you have when you start dating. Like, if you have a really, really deep rooted friendship with someone of the opposite gender and then you date, like, okay, if you're a girl and you have like your best friends with a guy and then you start dating a different guy, but you've been like hanging out with your guy best friend and whatever. One, it depends, like, are they family friends? Like, you know,
well,
that kind of thing.
Here's the thing with that is, if you truly are a deep friendship with them, then they're going to be super excited and super aware that, you know, maybe there's going to be some different boundaries in place.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, one, you have to, you know, I feel like there's something to if they're family friends. But what I was really going to say is, if y'all are hanging out and you're best friends and you're going on dates together and doing things together and you're like hanging out together, you sure one of you doesn't like each other?
Right.
All
right.
We've lost Ryan. So maybe
you haven't lost me. I'm listening.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to tighten this up.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we should wrap it up anyways.
Oh, Abby doesn't want to talk to you guys anymore.
Oh, wait. I actually do like this one. Is white chocolate chocolate? Yes. It's in the name.
I have no idea. That's breaking my brain.
I would say yes. Boundaries in Christian dating. We'll end on that one.
You want me to go?
Yeah, I think you should go.
I just speak to the guys of the relationship here. If you have boundaries in Christian dating, the best way you can lead in dating, I've said this before on here, and you can lead in purity. You can lead in clarity. You can lead in purity. So you can be very, very clear about your intentions with the girl, and that's great leadership. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And then another way, which I think is the most important way, is you can lead in purity. So you're not letting her run the show and just waiting on to hear what she has to say about certain things. No, if you're truly a man of God and you're truly following Jesus and you're truly on this path of purity to save yourself for marriage, then you will honor that for not only God, but for the girl.
Mm. I'm going to paint us a picture.
Oh, I love when you paint.
You're cooking a frog.
That was so cringe.
You're cooking a frog, okay? If you have that water already boiling and then you throw the frog in there, the frog's going to jump out. It's going to feel the heat. It knows it's dangerous. If you have the water in there at room temperature, put the frog in, then slowly turn up the heat. Slowly turn up the heat until it's boiling. That frog's going to die. What I mean when I say this, I can sit here and say, I'm going to wait till marriage. I'm not doing anything until I get married. But when you really like someone, oh, you can put your hand a little bit higher somewhere that you didn't. I'll take off another piece of clothing because we're not doing it. We're just, you know, it's like, how many steps are you going to take until all of a sudden you're boiling and you don't know where you can't stop? You know what I mean? We're not trying to see how close to the line of sin we can get to not sin. It's like, how far can you run to the Father? And what
is whenever sometimes you never say God or Jesus, you always say the Father or the Lord.
Just, I don't know why. I just like always say that, but
no, this is good. Keep
going. I hope
you're
that's
preaching.
a good illustration is like, there are definitely boundaries and I think they need to be established pretty soon.
The word is flee. That's what Jesus uses whenever he's talking about sexual immorality. So I would flee from it. Just like Abby's saying, you're not trying to get close to a line. You're trying to literally run as far as you can from it.
Mm-hmm.
And give yourself grace. Like, obviously you're dating that person because, you know, you really like them, but it says flee. So flee. Flee from it.
I would also run guard your heart, not even just like sexually boundaries, but also just like emotionally. Guard your heart.
Yeah.
And I'm a sharer, so I'm very quick to just tell everything and do everything like on night one. But, you know, build that trust.
Yeah.
Learn about that person.
Do not let the relationship advance further in your head than in what it is in reality.
That's really good. I think we'll end on that note.
Oh, we'll end on that note.
Because we're going to go get pizza. Speaking of pizza, maybe I'll get pineapple. Anyways, I heard there's like, I heard there's like 15 people coming to this dinner. All right. We lost Ryan for real.
Hey, I love that song.
I just want to say, if anybody's still listening, we don't claim to know all the answers. We don't claim to have all the right answers. We know Jesus and we know what we know. And we're not saying that's one size fits all. That's correct. But we just want to open up this conversation to talk with each other, to wrestle about these topics, these ideas, and share that open conversation with you. Things may change. What we say isn't Bible. Right. Bible is Bible.
That's
and,
right.
So I just wanted to put that out there that like, you know, our intentions are pure, but
that's true.
But they are in sharing this conversation with you guys, and we're still figuring it out. And, we'd love to know your thoughts. We'd love to know your input. And we just love you guys. That's Life Community is the best.
And yeah. And if you're listening on Spotify, if you could leave a review, that really, really helps us out.
Review.
Subscribe to the YouTube if you're not already. It's
Subscrazy.
Free. And yeah, we love you so much.
And that's life.
That's life. Bye.
We love you. Jesus loves you. And that's life.
Peace.
Boom.
Still digging it.